The Homeland Security Department has lost its number two leader. Alejandro Mayorkas had been the deputy secretary for the past 2 years. He joined the department after a stint as director of U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. After 7 years in government altogether, he decided to leave for the private sector. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco spoke with Mayorkas about his time at DHS and his involvement in the department's signature Unity of Effort initiative.
Here, through this initiative, we've actually built institutional mechanisms to carry it forward. So, for example, we created a joint requirements council that if someone in the department needs, for example, a helicopter that has a certain capability, and another part of the department is also developing a helicopter, might the requirements overlap? Are we executing on the design and procurement in a collaborative way to ensure maximum efficiency, greatest use of resource, and greatest capability? And so we have a joint requirements council. We have a deputies management action group that brings issues in front of everybody to ensure we have deconfliction and synergy amongst our different parts. We've really institutionalized the effort and built a tremendous foundation for the future in that regard.
Based on that work, have you seen components talking to each other a little bit more? Do you see that industry understands this unity of effort a little bit more as they intend to work with all of you?
I don't want to create an impression that people were not talking to one another
Sure. Before
this, but I think that the collaboration on discrete efforts and projects and some of the core groundwork have been far more coordinated than ever before. It's really, I think, a terrific, terrific sea change. I think we are improving in the area of collaboration with industry. I think we have more progress to achieve there.
And switching gears a little bit, I heard you speak yesterday at the Secretary's Award ceremony, and I think you indicated that your job over these years has been to improve how the department works for the employees. So I was wondering if you could give us, maybe a few examples of how you've been able to do that over the past few years.
So thank you. So the way I framed it in one of the first memos to the workforce that I wrote was really building for the employees the department they deserve. And what it involves and what we've done is it involves listening to employees, understanding what their concerns and their issues and their challenges are, and then addressing them in a very concerted effort. The Secretary and I have traveled throughout the country and the world to meet with our workforce and held town halls to hear of their concerns and their issues. I'll give you one clear example. We heard from a number of different parts of the department, from one agency to another, that sometimes people hear about a promotion when an individual who received it speaks of it, as opposed to learning of the potential for a promotion to which everyone can apply. And so the notion of transparency in the hiring and promotion process, what are the criteria? Is a position available? What are the skills that people are looking for? What will the process of candidate selection be? What will the timeline be? Those sort of fundamental questions that speak to the fairness and openness of the process, so everyone who may be qualified feels as though they have a chance. That would be one thing that we've done.
And I know employee engagement coincides with that mission that you just talked about a little bit. And I know that you led the employee engagement working group at DHS. And
yes.
The department improved 3 percentage points this year. So what does that improvement mean to you as someone who had to really lead that effort? And where do you see it going in the future?
I would say that it's a great start, Nicole. We're very proud of the fact that the downslide has stopped, that we've turned the corner, and we're on the upswing in terms of positive feedback from the workforce. But our work has begun. Given the mission that we have and given the extraordinary people that we have throughout this department, we should be at the very, very top of the best places to work in the federal government.
I know that, deputy secretaries, it seems as if they often are the people that are in charge of some of the nuts and bolts work. They're often the people that you see on the executive order to carry it out, or
yes,
you know, to basically do all the legwork behind it. So I'm wondering what kind of advice you would give to, you know, the next DHS deputy secretary, what things you've learned about management and just, you know, in this role throughout the past few years.
So I would say a few things. It's a great question. I would say a few things I would say to the next deputy secretary. First and foremost, resource, empower, and invest in your people. If the deputy secretary thinks that the deputy secretary can do it, I would say maybe the deputy secretary can, maybe the deputy secretary can't, but probably won't do it as well as the people who've been here and are the career people with the expertise and will not only seen a lot, but will see a lot. And so I would say resource, invest in, and empower one's people. Pick, identify the priority areas that you think are going to have the greatest impact and focus on those in an agency of 230,000 people with 22 component offices and agencies. If one is spread too thin, one is not going to accomplish very much in any one particular area. And really, one needs to be able to be an impact leader with respect to one's workforce, most importantly, but an impact leader with respect to the mission as well. And so there are critical areas that are in need of continued vigilant attention, both on the development of a vision and on the execution of that vision. One that comes immediately to first of all, in the national security arena, it's easy to identify those areas, but cybersecurity. It's still, as the distributed denial of service attack of a couple weeks ago clearly identified, we're still on the frontier. And the Internet of Things and the security of the Internet of Things is still new ground. And so I think it's very, very important to focus proactively.
And on the topic of cyber a little bit, I know you were you played a big role in getting the information sharing network up and running and getting the Cybersecurity Information Act or implementing that.
Yes.
Where do you see, you know, the status of that at this point? And, you know, I know this isn't your responsibility now, but can you envision where you see that going in the future?
So we're very proud that the department was able to deliver automated information sharing on time in keeping with its both its commitment and its hopes. The level of participation in that program has been growing. There is a lot of room for growth. We are encouraging members of the private sector to participate in the program. We're very, very pleased with the traction we've gained. I would hope that that continues to grow exponentially, frankly. It's a compelling need.
And I know you have just a day or two left here, but what's next for you? And are there any other kind of final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with or leave your employees with as you head out?
So thanks so very much. I'm returning to the practice of law. I'm going to be joining a law firm here in Washington, D.C. I'm very excited about that. And one day I hope to return to government service. It is my love and passion.